Hi, thanks for tuning in to season 5 of the Aced It podcast, where we translate science into sense so you can learn about research in the justice and health fields without having to read a lengthy journal article or report. This season, we're trying something new. Interviews. In each episode, you'll hear from top experts working on research within the JCoin network. I'm so excited. It's like you get a glimpse behind the scenes with these fascinating folks as they talk about what they're learning, the struggles they faced in their projects, and what amazing findings they have so far. Findings that will surely make a difference in the lives of so many. It's almost too good to be true. So with that, I'm Danielle Rudes, your host, coming to you from Sam Houston State University in Texas. With ACID, I do most of the work for you. All you have to do is listen. ACID is a cool and super helpful product brought to you by the Center for Advancing Correctional Excellence, ACE, at George Mason University. For more info, check out jcoinctc.org. Now, let's get started. Okay, so today I have the distinct pleasure of speaking with two researchers from Friends Research Institute in Maryland. I'm talking with Michael Gordon, or Mike as I call him, and Tom Blue. Friends Research Institute promotes health and well-being through research, grants administration, education, and treatment. Mike and Tom, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. Why don't I let you introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Michael Gordon. I am a senior research scientist at Friends Research Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. And for those of you not familiar with FRI, we are a nonprofit research organization that was founded in the 1950s. I am currently the principal investigator for the FRI Clinical Hub, and our study is entitled A Comparative Effectiveness Trial of Extended-Release Naltrexone versus Extended-Release Buprenorphine with Individuals Leaving Jail.
My name is Thomas Blue. I'm an experimental psychologist and research scientist at Friends Research Institute. I'm a co-investigator and statistician for this study.
Thank you so much for those introductions. Now I'm going to ask you some questions, and I really want to start with the big one. Tell me about your exciting study.
Extended-release medications for opioid use disorder are a promising intervention for individuals in jails and prisons who are re-entering the community. Individuals returning to the community from jail or prison are at a heightened risk for relapse to substance use, overdose, and death. Extended-release medications provided prior to release could reduce illicit substance use and prevent overdose and death by ensuring individuals remain treated during the chaotic period of community reentry. There's a growing body of evidence to support this practice.
Wow, you got a lot going on there. Can you explain a little bit more about the medical treatment that you're using, the specific medicine that you're using in the study?
The most commonly used extended-release medication for opioid use disorder in jail and prison settings is extended-release naltrexone, while extended-release buprenorphine is rarely offered. However, extended-release buprenorphine has a number of advantages over extended-release naltrexone. Most importantly, individuals who are not opioid abstinent, such as individuals who are recently living in the community, and individuals using illicit buprenorphine in jail or prison, can begin treatment without having to undergo detox.
Okay, thank you. I also wanted you to talk a little bit, if you could, about what are the aims of this research? What are you trying to accomplish?
The aim of our study is to determine the effectiveness of extended-release buprenorphine compared to extended-release naltrexone in terms of pharmacotherapy adherence, illicit opioid urine test results, self-reported illicit opioid use, overdose events, both non-fatal and fatal, quality of life, including both physical health and mental health, HIV risk behaviors, criminal activity, and rearrest and reincarceration.
And then you knew this question was coming, but for the geeky researchers like me, can you talk a little bit about your methods?
This study is a randomized, open-label, controlled trial of extended-release buprenorphine versus extended-release naltrexone in Maryland jails. We are using a new formulation of extended-release buprenorphine called Brixadi, which currently has received tentative approval from the FDA. A multi-site open-label design will randomly assign 240 adults with a history of opioid use disorder who are nearing release from jail to one of two treatment arms, extended-release buprenorphine in jail or extended-release naltrexone in jail, both followed by 6 monthly injections post-release at a community treatment program.
Thanks, Tom. Now, Mike, I want to ask you about any challenges that you might have faced or what were some of the practices that you used in the study?
So as Tom indicated, this is a randomized controlled trial. So this was a quite challenging grant to write and to implement. So we reached out to a number of jails in different counties throughout the state of Maryland. we extended an invitation to approximately 15 counties. Seven counties originally signed on board to participate, and we ended up working with five counties, six jails. One county had two specific jails. We also required that each jail identify a community treatment partner or health department that they worked with so we could involve them in the research process, as continuity of care and a warm handoff are such important aspects when it comes to individuals transitioning from jail back into the community. Once we established our jail sites, we were able to develop standard operating procedures where our research staff would work with each jail to screen, provide informed consent, and make sure individuals meet the inclusion and exclusion criteria for the study. Our research medical team, led by the Maryland Treatment Centers, would go to the jail to conduct history and physicals, draw blood for labs, and provide medication, extended release medications. Once released, our research staff continue to provide monthly medications for 6 months in the community, and we are following up individuals, asking them to complete monthly assessments and provide urine drug screens at each visit.
Okay, this is a good one for you. I hope you can answer this one, because I know we all were challenged by this situation. But how did you get this all done during a global pandemic?
Conducting research in a carceral setting during COVID was very challenging. First, it delayed the start of our trial by a number of months. However, jail leadership and administrators, such as the sheriffs, wardens, captains, deputies, and correctional staff, were outstanding and allowed us to begin recruitment. There have been a number of outbreaks within certain jails and pods, living quarters within the jails, where we had to temporarily stop screening and conducting baseline assessments. However, there was never a time where we had to discontinue providing medication to individuals that had already initiated the medication. Of course, our nurses were required to wear PPE and contact was limited. But overall, we were very fortunate to work with very outstanding jail administrators that saw the value in what we were trying to accomplish.
I absolutely applaud your efforts here. Can you tell me what's going on with your project now? Any findings, any cool things that you've learned?
Since this is a randomized controlled trial, we are still recruiting participants, and we do not have any outcome data to share at this time. Hopefully, we'll be sharing some of this within the next year or so. However, there have been some interesting developments during the study that we'd like to talk about. Because of supply chain issues with this formulation of extended-release buprenorphine, we had to switch to Sublocade, another formulation of extended-release buprenorphine. 12 individuals were successfully switched between the two medications. To our knowledge, this is the first time something like this has happened with individuals who are leaving jail and living in the United States. Currently, we are conducting interviews and collecting data from these 12 individuals and hope to present our findings in the future. Another interesting development is that we have found that individuals need additional time to switch from the study treatment to community treatment. In response, we have added a 7th-month rescue injection where individuals who have not successfully made the switch to community treatment can receive an additional month of study medication to help them bridge the gap.
Wow. Just wow. It has been so amazing to hear you both on the podcast today. I'm so impressed with your work. This is such an important thing that you're doing. Thank you so much. Let me give the floor to you for any last words.
Great. And finally, we just want to say thank you to Dr. Roots for inviting us to this podcast. And we'd like to thank the J-Coin Initiative and our NIDA team, Drs. Wiley, Mulford, and Ducharme. And of course, all of our participating county jails, sheriffs, wardens, captains, deputies, and community health departments and treatment programs. And finally, we want to thank all of our study participants for agreeing to be involved in our study. We look forward to sharing our results and hope our research will have an impact on correctional practice and ultimately save lives. Thank you.
Okay, and as we wrap up, let me just make a quick plug for where you can find more information about the Friends Research Institute, and specifically about Mike and Tom and all the other great researchers at Friends. You can go to www.friendsresearch.org and look up all kinds of great information about this study and lots of other amazing studies that this team is working on. Thanks so much. See you next time. That wraps another episode of the ACEDIT podcast. We thank you for listening to ACEDIT, where we translate science into sense. Also, remember, you can find one-page summary overviews written in plain language for all of the research we cover on this podcast on our website, jcoinctc.org. Our conveniently packaged research summaries may help you remember what you heard here, and they will help you translate this research to your staff, friends, students, or colleagues. ACEDIT is part of the NIDA-funded Justice Community Opioid Innovation Network, or JCOIN, through the Coordination and Translation Center, CTC, housed at the Center for Advancing Correctional Excellence, ACE, at George Mason University. Tune in again for more science and more sense with ACEDIT.